Black boy, how do they perceive you? Do they count you out because of your crown, hair frantically fraying every which way, unaware that your coils contain resilience, bending and maneuvering in any way possible as to not be broken by another's judgment's gaze? Your voice, though loud and boisterous, boasts of the account of triumph you deserve to speak pride of how far you've come. Black boy, how do they see you? As you glance in the mirror, does your perception meet theirs, told to dwindle down the depth of your image, asked to assimilate as to not intimidate those who care nothing for you? The gaze, the glares, the stares are only in amazement. How you can walk head high despite how low the world tries to bring you. How you yell when others silence you. Black boy, what do they see?
I see pride. I see power. I see a badass mother that take no crap from nobody.
Again!
I said I see pride.
Uh-huh.
I see para.
One more time.
And I see a badass mother that take no crap from nobody.
Tango podcast with the almighty infamous Teddy the Bearded Peacock.
yeah,
that person.
Yeah.
And of course.
And this is your girl, Rashawn Ray, Sean the Dawn.
Back in full effect. That's what's up. We got some guests, but we gonna get to him. He trying to steal the spotlight already. But yo, before we even jump into it, make sure you subscribe with the Tangle Podcast on wherever the hell you listen to your podcast. Yeah, that too. You can listen to podcasts there as well. Yes. All that good stuff. And we're in the building with some special guests.
Let her go.
Hello, friends. How are you all today?
The family bunch. Yes.
Y'all look beautiful.
You look gorgeous. So
nice.
Gorgeous. You guys are just stunning. Look at y'all glowing.
Yes.
Was that a glow or was it sweat?
I don't perspire.
We don't know.
I don't perspire. No, just. Sustenance, love.
Love.
Beauty, really.
You know, this is greatness. Of grace.
Incarnate. It's greatness incarnate.
Well, so we're really excited to learn a little bit about Netta Gold and kind of expose the rest of the world to them, even though it seems like everybody and their mama knows all about Netta Gold.
Yes.
Before we kind of jump into that, I wanted to, you know, talk a little bit where, you know, we're in a difficult state, and wanted to kind of just shed some light and get a little perspective. So just where are your mentals at right now?
Well, for me personally, it's a little bit scary having a boy because it's something that happens to Black men a lot more often. So I know at some point I'm going to have that conversation with them. And it's a conversation I shouldn't have to have, you know? I shouldn't have to tell him the specifics of things you should be aware of and about essentially just always kind of being on guard. You know, I don't want him to feel like he has to be, but you kind of have to be if you live there. So being a mother of a boy, that's kind of, it's scary.
Yeah.
I personally have always wanted a private island so I can start my own, cult-like congregation. So I could be away from society as a whole for the most part, because society isn't really a thing for me. And this type of, you know, scenario just shows that there are situations, no matter how advanced the people we become, there's always going to be blatant darkness. So my thing is, I would like to just have my own thing, you know, my own little island, my own little retreat. Because you can't correct something that was built incorrectly in the first place. Like, if a foundation of a building is trash, no matter how advanced the top part becomes, the foundation is always going to be trash. So since this country was based on a very trashy foundation, no matter what you do on the top level, it's still going to cause issues at the bottom. And my thing is always, you know, I'm not going to try and change something that's already broken. I'm just going to start something new.
Yeah.
And that's what I would rather do.
Find a place
it's one of those things where just it's evident that this is how things are going to go and continue to go for centuries to come. It's been happening for hundreds of years. It's not going to stop anytime soon. So the best way to make it stop for me and my family and for us in general as a people is to not be in a situation where we are under control of someone else. You know,
that's very real. Freedom in all sorts. So with that, everyone, welcome to the Church of Netter. all the welcome. The doors of the church are open. You are.
Here come the usher kind of out. Here we go.
In the collect. Everybody gets anointed with coconut oil.
And gold flakes. Okay. So, took care for you.
As soon as you walk in, you get slathered with some shea butter right in the face.
Right in the back of the neck. You can't have no ashy neck. We got to start off strong first. You know, we got to start off strong with a nice moisturized neck. And then we can work the rest from there as you get anointed into the congregation. But starting out, we got to hit the neck first, you know.
Netter Gold is here to moisturize the injustices.
You out here washing your hands every day anyway. They gonna get ashy over time, so you might as well just go cop. Problem solved.
Bow.
Okay. So, but no, I appreciate that. Like both of you from both demographics that I can, you know, relate to being a woman will eventually become, you know, a mother. I feel like I'm here for that. I don't even have a child, and I just
said in 7 months you'd be a mother.
Hey, chill.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I fear.
No, she said she didn't know though. She said she didn't know. She didn't say no. She said I don't know. So. Oh, okay. What? Somebody looked nervous over there on the screen.
I know, right?
Hey, it's hot, y'all. Y'all
got sweat in the window over there.
What happened?
Damn. Where my water?
You said the water just broke? That's crazy. You said the water just broke? That's crazy. Yo, wow, this is getting interesting here. Okay. Y'all about to do a live birth on screen? I mean, I guess.
Oh, wow.
My mama's gonna put some pause on me. Yo. So you gonna tell the world before you tell me?
Like, welcome to Entangled's live birth. So everybody just, just spread eagle, watch the baby pop out.
That'd be wild. Mm-hmm.
So what is Netter Gold?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh my God.
All right, Chris, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's a Michael question.
How was that? That's a you question.
That is
cool. Good job, rock, paper, scissors for the question.
And go.
God.
Right. Okay.
So, right? Okay. So long story short, Netter Gold is an altruistic natural body care brand. What that means is we are a body care organization. And you want to say it, buddy? We're a body care organization, and we donate a lot of money to nonprofits and stuff to try and give back to the city. I was born and raised in Washington, D.C., so that's where we give a lot of money to. We've started to expand out to different locations as well. And we make stuff, body butters, body oils, combs, brushes, bath salts, soap. Essentially, best way to put it is we sell body care and body care accessories. Insert a Hank Hill emoji right there. And that's it. You know, our whole goal is to make sure people feel good. Because when you feel good, you know, when you look good, you don't put out negative energy. I feel people are ugly externally because they feel ugly. Ugly internally because they feel ugly externally. You know, when you wake up in the mirror and you don't like what you see, you're not going to spread joy and happiness to other people. You know, if you love who you are, then there is no negativity that you can spread to other people. And, you know, it's one of those things, like they say the prettiest people say the ugliest things. But I think those people that are externally pretty but are internally pretty have an issue. And they're always trying to fix something and they just can't fix it. So we're trying to do our best to help fix something. There's something you think is incorrect. You know, externally, you build up internally. You give out love and prosperity and stuff. You know, only time I actually, you know, I'm angry is when I look ugly, and I'm never looking ugly. So come on now, let's be honest. Come on, let's be honest.
I can't do it with
flex. You know? But that's real. Because I used to tell my students all the time: you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you do good. Yes. If you look like trash, then get out of my classroom. So.
There you go. There you go. Is that why you're not in class right now?
Y'all have been in business for a good, 5 years now?
I know. Yeah, 5 years. 5 years, just the uglifying people, the ashifying folks, you know. I'm not gonna say I'm like a builder of like beautiful faces, but I mean, Dr. Miami and I kind of, we know each other, you know, we kind of bust besties. He builds the bods, I build the faces. You know, it is what it is, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Got it. Oh, my gosh. Such a weird guy.
I feel like y'all have a different clientele, though.
A little bit.
I feel like there's, like, maybe one major factor that differentiates.
I mean, you know, we both focus on skin. Okay. You know, just, we're buddies, okay? Don't. That's all you need to know. Is that, you know, I can't talk too much. We got a agreement, but a non-disclosure. But let's say some people need to better.
Dr. Miami has like multiple cases against him, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. A lot of people realizing that the body they wanted wasn't really wanted by the public.
And, I wouldn't be shocked if there's a Me Too case against Dr. Miami very soon.
Me neither.
They're going to have to make that money back because they're like, it's like $10,000 on the butt, you know, and the butt ain't really producing what they thought it would. You know, you put all this money and your likes aren't going up on the gram, you kind of going to be, you're going to be salty.
Right.
That's real. And you can't get a fake butt, but it still be ashy, which is why y'all partner together.
Right. Whoa. Like,
if you got a $10,000 butt, you got to make sure that thing moisturized.
Yeah, so, don't nobody want to dry booty.
You can't even double tap that. It's going to sound dry when you hit the jaw, you know?
It's just disgusting.
What the hell?
Sound like sandpaper when you hit it from the back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, girl.
Yo, stop that. Stop. My children are around.
That's how you speak, boss man. Stop playing.
He know how he got here.
Right.
You know?
Ain't that always the black people go to? Black parents go to? Yeah, daddy, that's NASA. Girl, what you talking about? That's how you got here.
You know, that's how you got here.
Hey,
know,
y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
You ever find yourself booty ass butt naked, and after you get out the shower, your whole body looks like Tyrone Bigum's lips? Look no further. Our first sponsor, Netter Gold, got the products just for you. Go to www.ntrgld.com. They have all of the natural hair care, skin care, and hygiene products. Again, all 100% natural. Use the code ENTANGLED, that is spelled ENTANGLED.
For all you illiterate motherfuckers.
For 15% off your purchase. Go shopping.
I feel like the last time me and Chris spoke was about how she wants to get more into like caring for dogs or having like a pup oasis of some sort. For those that are just like, you know, off to work and, you know, can't really tend to their, you know, pups like they want to. Do you want to like talk a little bit more about it?
So essentially what I want to do long term is I want to put together a sanctuary. So I want to be able to take in dogs that probably would otherwise be euthanized and then get them to the point where you would have no idea that they ever had a problem and adopt them out, things of that nature. And then help people who have animals and they really want to keep the animal, but they're having a problem with them and they just don't know what to do. Because a lot of people don't want to get rid of their animal. It's just one of those things that end up happening when you don't have any other option or you don't see any other option, I guess. So that's my ultimate long-term goal.
And so it sounds like both of these missions are like extremely altruistic. So how, I don't know, how do y'all come to a consensus? Like, how do you build cohesion in both of your visions, both of your mission statements, when they have similar foundations or similar goals in mind?
So we actually, the best way that we put it, that I guess I could put it, is that we I dabble in the Netter Gold world when he needs help, and he dabbles in my world when I need help. Mm-hmm. So he kind of like takes the lead in the whole Netter Gold world. And then if he needs help with packages or something like that, you know, I go in and help him. But I would say that's probably the best way that we kind of make everything work out.
And then how do you divide, like set clear lines or clear boundaries about your different or with your different organizations? Because for example, we have the podcast.
Right.
So, you know, I was doing some events during the summer for goods and services, specifically for me, And I don't, it's not an issue that people align it with Entangle Podcast, but the confusion comes when you're trying to start, when you start thinking about like brand identity. And so how do you kind of set firm boundaries for your two organizations and help people, you know, although similar missions or similar values, you have different goals in mind.
I just told Chris to get out. That's like the first, just, hey, get out. This is my space.
Me, okay? Yeah.
Move it. But overarching, it's
one it's, overarching. It's whispering, get out.
It's like a soft, like, you know. But overarching is there's one business and then like the umbrella business and it has a two underneath of it. But the way I do branding, the way I'm trying to do branding with things is more of a personal attach anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's like, no matter what we decide to do, we'll be able to get some support from someone that's already been vibing with us in the beginning. So when Chris needs something, you know, when Chris wants more clientele or something like that, I can make a post on that or go about it. Like, hey, this is what Chris is doing. And people are like, oh, that's what Chris is doing? Oh, I love Chris. Let me check it out. Or like, this is what Boss Mick is doing. Like, oh, this is what Boss Mick is doing? Let me go check it out. So I wanted to make it more of a personal connection kind of branding. So there's really not much of a need for that division because when I'm going to rock a shirt and I'm going to put Chris's logo on the shirt, so they're going to be like, oh, wow, that's crazy. You know, so it's all one thing.
Yeah.
That way, when you look, you know, at Chris, they're going to see Nutter Goal, and then they're going to see, can't say the name of her business, but they're going to see her business name. And then when it comes down to, you know, you're going to see me, you're going to see Chris's, and it's all going to work together. I feel as though trying to put that division line between the branding is going to cause, it's not going to look as natural and loving as it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because like when Chris is going to go out, you know, I have my camera, so I'm going to record stuff with the cameras and I'm going to post stuff up and be like, hey, check this out, link it over from, you know, Nettergo YouTube channel to her YouTube channel and stuff like that. And I want to, this should all just flow together. You know, especially since like I put this baby in her, you know, at the end of the day, we all just kind of work together as a team here. You know,
wow.
I've dabbled around.
Glue. He's a glue. Nucleus. Ew, because you shot your glue. Never mind.
Why? Why don't you be this way?
Your hot, milky glue.
I am a very much wasn't
hot. Time. Actually, I hope it wasn't hot. That's not good.
It was lukewarm. You know what I'm saying? Lukewarm.
His body temperature? Like
about 98.6. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Yeah. 98.6.
But then imagine, like, if you touch, never mind. I'm just gonna stop talking. Go ahead. You got questions for the people.
But, so that's the way you know, I try to work with it. I don't know if Chris even knew that or if she agrees with that, but that's kind of how.
That was just the plan.
That was just the plan. Like, okay. Because right now, if you're looking at Instagram and stuff like that, a lot of times I make posts that aren't even body care related. You know, it's just like, hey, look at Boss chilling. Hey, look at Chris chilling. So when people get like our packaging, it has like Boss's face on it. I got a new one today. It has like anime drawings of us, you know, and just people will be like, oh yeah, I've seen you. You know, oh yeah. Like we've gone to restaurants before and people are like, yo, oh my God, I saw you guys. And it was like, where? Like, oh, on the internet. It's dope. Like when we were going to the doctors for Boss, the OBGYN, he said that his assistant followed us on Instagram. Because he saw us come over there, it's like, yo, I follow him on Instagram. So it's like a more of a family approach. It was like, what do you all?
That's a new level of intimacy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's definitely.
And like the things inside. And he's like, so tell me about this
book. tell me about that. What's that? Ash Spider? Tell me about that Ash Spider. You know, so there's definitely. So when it comes to like the branding approach, that's what I was going for, something where it's like, there's no need to put a division of like, you know, it was just like Ford by Tom Ford by Tom Ford and Ford like that, you know? So it's like,
it's like good, Ralph Lauren by Ralph Lauren.
Right.
Right. So this is like Baby Nutter Gold by Nutter Gold by Nightwing Industries, you know? And it's just like, it's all just there. So no matter what, it's just going to be connected. People just gonna be like, oh, okay, this is what they're doing now. I'm with it. Whatever. It's cool. Like Rihanna can do whatever she wants. People just like, I'm down with it, Rihanna. So that's what I want.
Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah.
Wow. And what, thank you.
What are some of your, I guess, What are y'all, some of y'all gems right now for people trying to move into e-commerce in this like new creation that we have called the internets during COVID? Because I feel like you guys already have, like you said, a very strong social media presence, very strong presence online, you know, forecasting for what's to come, like storefronts are going to be
diminished.
Yeah. So what is some pieces of advice for some people who are trying to build their online brand?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you're the business person. that is your expertise.
Essentially, it just comes down to not being a piece of shit, if I can be honest with you all. You know, do unto others what you want them to do unto you. So don't give people crappy products. Don't, like, try, like, I've never been a fan of dropshippers. I think they're a very lowly group of e-commerce people. Mainly because, like, most times they never even handle the product. So they're selling you this water bottle here, and they've never handled the water bottle, they've never drank from it, they know nothing about it, but they're selling it to you. And they do an amazing job in this, but it's like, if someone has a question about this product, you don't really know, you've never even used it. So my thing has always been, be as honest as possible. I use everything in the store, I've used every single product, right? Every single product. And I think it's important to give that honesty to people. As storefronts are closing down, people are still going to want that face-to-face connection, but they won't be able to get that with just e-commerce, like just internet stuff. So that's where the whole, you know, having your social media ready, showing the people behind it. You know, people can shoot me a text, they can call me, email my sister because she's nicer than I am. There's a lot of ways to just feel connected to the people. Like I just bought a new camera.
Hey, yo, I feel like because we can't see below the waist, Chris just punched shit at me.
I've been looking at buying a new camera, and one of the cool things about that camera company is the CEO that owns the company and runs the company is always in the Facebook groups. It's a Chinese company, he's always in the Facebook groups, giving people updates about stuff, talking to people, and that's really personable. And I think that's been lost a lot when it comes to the way just business in general, because you can't go and message the CEO of Apple about anything. You know, they're not going to get back to you because they have a lot to do. So when you're small like we are, you have to be able to give people that personal approach where they feel a different connection. Because with that stronger connection forms a stronger brand, brand obsession, I don't know, like cult-like following type of thing. It gives you a stronger connection like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, just be as honest as possible, be truthful, and show your face. You know, let people know who they're purchasing from. Because people like knowing who they're buying from these days. They want to be able to talk to whoever they're buying to these days.
That's real.
You know?
All right.
That's why OnlyFans is so popular right now. If you're yes! honest, it's really popular. Like
in circle.
Because there's, you know exactly who you're buying from, inside and out. So, you know.
All right, well, you know, we had a really great time
just saying,
thank you
like
for that advice though. Seriously.
Yo,
seriously.
That should be a tagline.
You are dropping some gems.
Only fans need to take that.
I'm just saying, a lot of people are really turning a trick in to make their money, and they're realizing they're making a lot of money from this. You know. You know, stuff you was giving away for free in the DMs is now starting to make you some money.
Look.
Now you have to pay to get into the DMs. Look how far we've come.
We advanced to the people. We definitely advanced.
Yes. What's a damn OnlyFans pro?
I got a pro account.
First of all, I ain't paying that. I'm going to free. What did Boss me say? Me too.
OnlyFans for toddlers?
No.
It's just like kids opening up gifts.
He seems into it. Oddly into it.
I cannot do.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
What do you do when you are the whole friend?
When you are the whole friend?
Like if you are the whole friend, then what happens then?
You put the team on your back. That's what you do. You put the whole team on your back.
I mean, I think if you are the whole friend, you've put the team on your back multiple times. Probably.
That's what I was getting at. Heyo.
You know, just.
That wasn't a dad joke.
I don't know. I just feel like
that wasn't a dad joke. Like, oh. But when you are the hoe friend, I feel like most times you're making phone calls for people to pick you up, or as excuses to get out of the house with the person that you're with. You're apologizing a lot to your friends for having to pick up the slack from your whole behavior. Not that I'm speaking from experience, just that.
This sounds, I don't know, I've listened to previous podcasts on YouTube, so I think you two seem well experienced in this conversation about this.
You know, I've hung up my coat. Like, I ain't about that life no more.
It don't matter that you hung up your coat. Your coat ain't hang you up, though. You know, like, you still there. You still got dead skin cells in that coat. You know,
there's another joke in there somewhere.
There's a lot of jokes in there.
I'm struggling to pull it out.
There's a lot.
I am.
Nobody? Come on. So, did you hear that?
Somebody
that was good.
Put me out of my misery.
That was pretty good.
Anybody.
It was all about the timing.
There's a lot. I think Boss is about tired of us.
Okay.
No. He was like, I need to.
Yeah, he's knocking over the lights.
Spotlight on me, damn it.
Yeah, he's giving us the business over here.
Well, with that, can you tell all of the Entangled listeners where to find you on social media, your
website,
all that?
Go ahead.
No, Christine.
Michael?
I gotta go.
All right, no, I gotta be honest. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear you over me. So I don't know what the question was.
Where can everybody find
Michael in this situation?
Where can everybody find Netter Gold and get some products?
Oh, okay. So it's ntrgld.com. It's where you can shop online. Our Instagram handle is at Netter Gold, NETERGOLD.
That beautiful baby, that chocolatey baby.
And any recommendations on what they should get? Yo, for the record, that salt scrub.
Oh, yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Like, and I should have known better not to get the little small 2 ounce. I'm like, I should have got the 8 ounce joint.
That's a rookie move right there. That's
it
a
was such a rookie move because I was like, oh, he really likes it.
That
and
shit
then I'm
fire.
Like, when I went to go get some for myself,
it doesn't matter.
It was
both.
2 inches or 8 inches. You chose 2 inches, and now you want the other 6 inches. Like, what happened? Like, come on now. Come
That's
on.
Because
you should have known. You should have known.
Never mind. No comment. That was too easy. The setup for that was way too easy. I'm not even going to take that. That's low hanging fruit.
It was.
Like my dick. Okay. No. but yeah, what are some products you would suggest for some first time buyers, for the ashy folk out there, for people who just don't take care of their fucking skin whatsoever?
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys. I keep seeing this thing on social media of people putting a little hand soap to wash their face. The soft soap jump.
Like the pump.
Yeah, with the little like fake lavender and chamomile smell
out.
On it.
What you doing?
That shit is trifling.
What you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
or people who use the Old Spice 3-in-1 conditioner body wash and face.
I can't trash him because I used to be him, you know? Like, I remember when I was in college getting the Axe body wash, shampoo, and face wash. And
but we were in college. We didn't have no money.
Later. And we were broke. Yeah.
You know, but I remember when I was there one time, I was in class, and the girl next to me was like, "You smell nice." I was like, "I knew this stuff worked. man. Damn. You know, but I can't trash it for that. When you know better, you do better. And they just don't know better at the moment.
That's that growth.
Okay. You know, it comes like the natural products, natural ingredients are what your body was designed for, you know, but to save money and cost, we eat a lot of artificial stuff, you know? So people will say, oh, I can get this from the dollar store. I'm like, okay, I don't argue with people. It ain't your skin. I'm not going to be ugly and ashy. It's going to be you. So I'm not losing nothing. You know, I don't argue with people about stuff. But if you are interested in getting something that is that one, are you sure? Okay, so Ball said you all should get the Ash Fighter 3000 if you're feeling ashy. Okay, the Hawthorne facial scrub.
Okay,
if you know if, that one too.
I think he had a sideline like this. Okay.
He's counting down. He's counting down with his little nublets. Okay, he said you should also try the Lufen, you know, salt scrub. That's a good one as well.
Really?
He said if your hair dry, you should try the Midnight Rose Leave-In Conditioner with Shea. And that's essentially, you know, just a breakdown. You got a body butter to get rid of the ash. You know, you got a salt scrub to get rid of dead skin cells. You got a sugar scrub for the face to get rid of dead skin cells and even out the skin tone. It helps with acne. And then you got the midnight rose to help out with dry hair. Because, you know, dry hair isn't pretty. You know, ashy face ain't pretty. You know, scarred up acne face isn't the prettiest. So you gotta look like this.
Yeah.
If you don't look like this, like fresh out the box, then come on now. You gotta look like you fresh out the, like, look at this, look at this.
Look at that.
You
know,
look at that. You gotta come out looking like glisten.
Glisten, you know? Baby. Glisten.
Because look, just because you're quarantined don't mean you don't need to take care of yourself.
Exactly.
And plus, who knows when we're gonna get out of this, and you've been like swiping right on all these people on Hinge or on Tinder, and you're gonna step out and they'll be like, oh shit, you catfish. And it's not that you catfish, you just got really ugly in these past 2 months.
Real lazy.
A lot of people are starting to realize that their favorite you know, social media thotty is not as bad as they thought she was.
Okay.
Like, she couldn't get her hair done, her nails done. She looks like a troll doll.
Yeah.
It's just not where it's at.
But I bet they're excited that Florida opened back up so they can go back to Dr. Miami and get that work done.
Ooh, it's like a
circle. I mean, they don't know what the gym is, you know? the gym isn't a thing, so it's all about just that quick lipo.
That's what I'm saying.
Dr. Miami's okay with it.
Got snipped.
Exactly. Y'all remember, have you ever seen Nip Tuck?
No. I did. So I just watched Nip Tuck.
Yeah, my roommate Frank loved Nip Tuck. And that was my first introduction to plastic surgery, was through that. That was a fail, buddy. Through that show.
That's a lot. Baby, it's okay. Hey, it's okay, baby.
Well, I think that's about it.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, he tipped over. He was very he's very excited to tell me about something, and he just hit his head on a bottle, his little metal bottle. That's his fault, not mine, though.
Okay. I hope he's not in trouble, or you not in trouble for telling him. Boss, you should probably not do that.
He in trouble.
Oh, he in trouble. Okay.
I'm never in trouble. I can't get in trouble. No, I can't. I can't do nothing wrong. I'm a saint.
All right, Michael. Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate Chris. And we appreciate little Mr. Boss Mick for coming.
Oh, he's coming back now. He's fine.
What the?
You good, buddy?
Is he running back?
Yeah, he is. He's trying to finish. He's trying to leave on a good note.
Thank you. Because the way he was, okay. Bye, Boss Mickey. Bye. He like
what we got going on over right here?
Oh my god.
But thank you all so much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Most definitely, we appreciate y'all for joining. If you're listening to this, make sure you go cop some Net of Gold shit. We don't have ugly fans. So if that's the situation, you can stop listening right now.
Since you're always washing your hands, you might as well just moisturize after you wash your hands. You're welcome.
Which is stank ass. It's the Entangle Podcast. We appreciate y'all.